News, I'm Ben Thomas. Three children, about 8 or 9 years old, and three adults were killed today in a shooting at a school in Nashville. Police Chief John Drake says the 28-year-old suspect was armed with two assault-style weapons and a handgun.
Multiple rounds of ammunition, prepared for a confrontation with law enforcement, prepared to do more harm.
The suspect was killed by police and is believed to be a former student at the school.
We have a manifesto. We have some writings that we're going over that pertain to this day, the actual incident. We have a map drawn out of how this was all going to take place.
That sound courtesy WSMV. New Jersey is taking control of the police department in the state's third largest city, Paterson. This less than a month after Paterson police officers fatally shot a well-known crisis intervention worker during a standoff. The Mississippi Emergency Management Agency has revised the state's death toll from Friday's tornado to 21. That's down from 25. Julie Walker reports on the cleanup.
Volunteers like Jared Coons on the ground helping residents left homeless.
Houses, homes, everything I can see is in some state of destruction.
Now the Southern Plains and Midwest bracing for more severe storms Thursday and Friday, says National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center forecaster Jared Geyer.
Could produce severe storms capable of large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes.
I'm Julie Walker.
The UN's atomic energy chief met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to discuss the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant.
The situation, of course, at the plant is not getting any better.
Rafael Grossi.
Actually, because the military activity is increasing.
Meanwhile, the UN Security Council has declined a Russian request to investigate the blasts on the Nord Stream gas pipelines under the Baltic Sea. This is AP News. California lawmakers are breaking new ground on a law on gasoline price gouging. Jackie Quinn has details.
The state assemblies passed a bill that will empower state regulators to punish oil companies if they try to profit from price spikes. California's always had higher prices than the rest of the country because of fuel regulations. But state officials say it doesn't explain why last summer the cost of a gallon was $6.44. Now a new agency will monitor and investigate the petroleum market and be able to subpoena oil company executives for information and determine if there should be a penalty for excessive profits. Governor Gavin Newsom is applauding the measure. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And scientists are naming a rare species of beetle in honor of former California Governor Jerry Brown after finding one at his ranch. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.